Just yesterday morning, they let me know.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I encourage everybody, go to the Devil Radio website. We have a link on there. Many of you have said you'd love to help Devil Radio. We'd love to have your help. There's a link on there. Show you how you can support Devil Radio. And while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app from the website or from the Apple or Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Back to Afghanistan. There was an announcement. This is sad. That there is a, quote, deal, end quote, with the Taliban now that was, quote, negotiated, end quote, in Qatar. That's a Muslim country, friendly to the United States and the Middle East. And the Taliban have promised that they will not interfere with our evacuation of our troops, the foreigners, and so on. They did not say that they will not interfere with the evacuation of people who supported us in the Afghan government or our interpreters. And this is touted as somehow a big deal. Any deal with a Nazi is simply their words at the time where they think it will help them. Now, you might ask yourself, for instance, what if we showed resolve right now? What if we just bombed the presidential palace and all of the vermin in it, the Taliban in it? What if we just went into the crowd that was controlling that road and just killed them all? Problem with that now is it's so interspersed with civilians that there'd be unacceptable civilian casualties. The other problem is the mindset that somehow we have that we're going to be in what is in effect a war and be constrained in an odd way. And this has been going on now for several years. But we are going to have a heck of a time extracting Westerners, Americans, journalists, interpreters, and others going through the Taliban gauntlet on the way to the airport. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure that our people said, and according to the press accounts, I think this is very weak. They said, well, you know, we'll have no choice but to use massive force if you do interfere with us. But then they'd say things, because we have the right to self-defense. Give me a break. Give me a break. You're the Taliban. You don't deserve to exist. We don't want your kind spreading anywhere in Afghanistan, much less Western Europe and the United States. We're not going to permit that kind of harsh Islamic influence to spread. It's not a matter of self-defense. You do what we say. You understand that? You do what we say, and you'll find out the consequence. The tone has been, in my view, insufficiently aggressive. You know, there's a contrast here, and this kind of blew me away. It absolutely did blow me away. It turns out that China has a secret jail in Dubai, where it holds Uyghurs from China, Sunni Muslims in China. The Chinese are very afraid of the spread of jihad. Apparently, unlike Angela Merkel and the Europeans, who just let a million come in, the resulting burning of churches throughout Europe, people being run down by trucks, knifed, that kind of thing. But Dubai is a city in the United Arab Emirates. Part of the United Arab Emirates. It's the Emirate of Dubai. Very friendly to the United States, very friendly to the rest, very good people. These are people, United Arab Emirates are in the Abraham Accords with Israel and the United States, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco, fledgling start to peace. Very good. Very, very good. Nearby to Dubai, Bahrain is the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet and our military command. Very strong friends of the United States, very good people. So what do we make of this? China has a secret jail in Dubai holding Uyghurs, and nobody there seems to care. Dubai is a Sunni Muslim state, in effect, Sunni Muslim city, part of the United Arab Emirates. The Chinese are holding Sunni Muslim Uyghurs and not only abusing them in China, but now apparently abusing them in Dubai. At the same time, you may remember not too long ago, China entered into an agreement with Iran where they're going to invest $25 billion. And somebody said to Iran, the government, well, what about the treatment of the Uyghurs in China by the Chinese? And they shrugged and grinned. They don't care. Pakistan, Sunni Muslim state, the Belt and Road Initiative from China is investing a lot of money there. And they asked the Prime Minister of Pakistan, what about the mistreatment of the Sunni Muslim Uyghurs right next door? And he said, well, they say they're not doing it. That's good enough for me. You got to understand something. You have got to understand something. The relentless attack on Western civilization, our traditions, and so on. The issue isn't which sectarian group abuses which other sectarian group. The issue is an odd alliance that's easily disrupted by us, among Asians and people in the Middle East, trying to take down the power of the United States and of Western civilization. When they talk about the abuse of Muslims, they do not care. There is a secret Chinese jail in Dubai abusing Muslims. They do not care. In Iran, there's $25 billion invested, and they're delighted at it. In Pakistan, even more than that, and they're delighted at that. What does this say to me? I think there's a lesson in this. And here's the lesson. In the moderate Muslim states, they're good people, they're accomplished people, and there's tremendous prospect of cooperation with the West and, frankly, burying the hatchet. So this is some good news. You know, the sad thing about radio is we report on the news and it's usually bad, real bad, like in Afghanistan. How about some good news? There is a thing called the Abraham Accords, and it was achieved and inked in August of 2020. And in the Abraham Accords, the signatories are the United States and Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, Bahrain, Morocco. These are widely disparate countries with widely disparate histories. Each one of them, well, with one or two exceptions, not Bahrain, they didn't need any incentives, but we gave them incentives to do it. That is the genius, in my view, of the capitalist system as opposed to a socialist system, where people in their self-interest, assuming that there's a safety net, assuming that it is not crooked capitalism, it's not based on insider trading, fraud, and bribery. But if it's capitalism that's honest with a safety net, and people see that they're in their own self-interest, they can make money and improve themselves, that is the basis for peace. Trade is the basis for peace. Trade is the basis for peace. So what did we do? The United Arab Emirates, we agreed to sell them certain airplanes, advanced airplanes. Israel at first objected, then they withdrew their objection. Some pushback in the Congress, but it's going to go through. Sudan, we agreed to do some investment, but also to remove them from the terrorist list. Why are they on the terrorist list? Well, because 45 years ago, they grabbed our ambassador in the street and beat him to death. That's why. And they're bad news. There's a lot of people there, bad news, but the people in general are good people. And we say, you get your terrorists under control, and now we'll take you off the terror list. And you are going to recognize the state of Israel. And you're going to exchange diplomatic staff. Morocco is easier. There's a large Jewish population in Morocco, now in Israel, but they go back there frequently and visit. And there's a large Jewish influence in Morocco, a very productive influence over the centuries. And Morocco came along. Problem in Morocco is that the royal family is down with this and on board. The elected government, because you have Islamic influences in the society, tries to push back. They got to be brought under control. Well, how about Bahrain? That is the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet and the head of our military, where our military command is. It reminds me when I was in the Navy in the Med on a deployment, Mediterranean, we did a lot of our ops in that in Naples, Italy. Naples, Italy was the home port of the Sixth Fleet. You know, these are friendly countries, obviously. Italy is the father country of many American citizens, and really, along with Greece, the foundation of Western civilization. And Bahrain is almost similarly friendly. It's terrific, really terrific. So here's my take on all of this, And it's possible that even the Taliban, when they get into power and they realize they have to govern, they're going to be killed. If they do what they're doing now, there are going to be warlords of different ethnicities who will rise up and kill them. And there will be people right there in the middle of Kabul who will walk into the presidential palace and kill them. They better get squared away. That's my hope. The other thing is that money talks. Capitalism talks when it's honest and has a safety net. And we can give incentives. In fact, if Saudi Arabia were to join the Abraham Accords, there are a lot of dominoes would tumble in the Islamic world. And I think that should be our objective. Our objective should be to every Islamic government in the world, join the Abraham Accords. We'll talk to you about incentives. We want world peace, and we're not going to have world peace as long as we have jihad. Knock it off. Join the Abraham Accords. And the easiest way to do that is going to bring around Saudi Arabia. That's going to be hard because the Wahhabi terrorists that basically run the society. But the royal family over there is powerful too. They ain't great. Chainsaw Charlie is the new guy. Crown Prince Mohammed thought it would be a good idea to take the chainsaw to Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey, when he went there for a religious document to get a marriage certificate. I understand all of that. Let's have some realpolitik here. Let us extend the Abraham Accords worldwide. That's the favorable, optimistic point of view that I have in how we can ultimately go forward in all this. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see